There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Joe Thomas, Cleveland Browns offensive lineman, 8-time All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, and now a Hall of Famer. We did it, Joe. Wait, are you a Hall of Fame elect, or are you a Hall of Famer? How does that work, since it's not official yet?
That's true. I think I'm merely an elected Hall of Famer as of right now, and okay, it's not official till this summer.
Do you have a jacket?
Just like a winter jacket the gold jacket? They fitted us for the gold jacket this weekend. And then we actually get the gold jacket at the gold jacket dinner, which is like the Friday before the Hall of Fame game this summer.
Where are you right now?
I am in Wisconsin at my farm, and I didn't know it was going to be video, but at the last minute, I had to put a real fire on in the back because I heard you have a real fake fire.
Yes, I do.
In your studio.
Can you have a real fake fire?
That's what you have.
No,
it's a real fake fire.
I think I just have a fake fire.
No, it's very fake.
Yours is real. Yours is
mine's real, real. Yours is real fake.
Okay. Tell the story about how you found out and how your wife kept it a surprise that you got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Makes me a little nervous how good my wife was at keeping a surprise from me, because I was sure that the announcement, whether you made it or not, was going to come close to the Super Bowl, because they weren't going to tell us weeks in advance. Because of course, in today's social media world, you'd think it would leak, but sure enough, 2 weeks before NFL honors, there's a knock at my door, but we're all hanging out in the kitchen. And it's right after school. And so I hear a knock, and I think that it's maybe just the neighbor kids coming over to play with my kids, which happens all the time. And so my kids, they bust around the corner. They go to the front door thinking that their friends are going to be there. And they see Walter Jones in a big gold jacket taking up both door frames. And I'm still sitting in the kitchen with my wife, and I hear the kids like running back from the front door into the kitchen. Dad, there's a guy with a coat at the door. And then all of a sudden, my son, he's like jumping 4 feet in the air like a Mexican jumping bean. He goes, Dad, we made it. Dad, we made it. And it took me a second because I was just so caught off guard in that moment. I was not expecting any announcement for at least another week. And so it took me a second. But then once I realized what happened, it was so awesome that, first of all, my idol, Walter Jones, the guy kind of emulated my own game after, was the guy that was at the door doing the knock. But for him to basically deliver the news to my son, and then to be my son, be the one that delivers to me, allows us to all share in that memory in that moment. And I think that just made it as special as it possibly could have been.
Okay. Are you leaving out a slight detail of what you were wearing or not wearing?
Yeah, there were some details, before the knock happened, because my wife told me we were going to go out to dinner with the neighbors. Friday night, you know, makes sense. And so I was just in my underwear, just around the house. But she knew at 4 o'clock the knock was going to happen. And so she's like, why don't you go upstairs and get ready? I'm like, well, we don't have to leave for dinner for like 30 minutes. It takes a man like 5 seconds to get ready. Like I can wait until another 20 or 30 minutes. She's like, just go upstairs and put your pants on. I'm like, geez, lady, back off. And so I'm like, all right, fine. But, you know, like any good husband, I figured I should probably go listen. So I went upstairs and I did put pants on, at least for the official knock at the door.
Okay, why are you in your underwear all day?
I mean, that's what you do when you're retired from the NFL, right? Why would you put clothes on if you don't have to?
I like that she's trying to get you to put your pants on because she knows there's going to be a knock at the door and you're going to be there in your underwear where Walter Jones is there to tell you you're going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that would have been very embarrassing for me had anybody seen me in my underwear.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, a couple of things here. The condition of the field in the Super Bowl. Would you rather have grass or turf if you're playing?
So I've always been a grass guy. Two reasons. One, it's easier on your body. But also, as an offensive lineman, we're the biggest, slowest guys on the field. They always say we're the last bus stop on the roster. Like, if you can't make it as a lineman, your next step is going to coaching. Like, there's no place to go to if you get slower or less athletic after being on the offensive line. And so when you play on a little bit of a slick field, it usually favors the guys that are a little bit less athletic, not as quick, because it kind of neutralizes some of that quickness and some of that speed. So personally, I like grass. I think it's better for the players and it's better for us slow guys, but certainly those receivers, those guys that rely on quick cuts, they rely on trying to create power like your pass rushers. Those guys hate it sometimes because they can't get to some of the technique that usually makes them the great players that they are with their quickness and their power.
How important was that Kansas City offensive line?
They were awesome. I mean, I kind of had a feeling that things were going to come down to line play, but I thought it was going to favor the Eagles, right? I thought everybody looked at the Chiefs and said, you know, their line's pretty good, but this Eagles defensive line is so good top to bottom. Yeah. And especially looking at Andrew Wiley at right tackle, that was really a big mismatch going into this game with Hassan Reddick, but you got to give him a ton of credit because he played a fantastic game, one of his best games, especially after not playing all that well in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's embarrassing to have a field like that that did affect some plays, and it certainly affected, it felt like the Eagles more than the Kansas City Chiefs. How does that happen? How did we get to the Super Bowl and we play on a field where there's question marks about it?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm not exactly sure. I think maybe it has to do, probably some nerd out there would tell you that, you know, because they grow the grass outside in a different environment. And then when you bring it inside, it changes like the humidity level and it makes a little bit of a dew line on top of the grass. And that's probably why it makes it a little bit slick. But I totally made that up. I have no idea.
But you're a farmer, so it sounds like you know.
That's right.
Do you have a working farm?
I do, yeah. We're actually starting to sell some beef to local restaurants. We call it Six Springs Hall of Fame beef because it's better than prime. So you can't just get this anywhere, Dan. You can only get it at the finest establishments known to man.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll send some to you.
It's not Pro Bowl beef. It's Hall of Fame beef.
Not merely Pro Bowl beef. This is Hall of Fame. This is one step above Pro Bowl beef. Anybody can get Pro Bowl beef.
We're talking to Joe Thomas, the newly elected Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame elect, I guess, until you have the official ceremony there. I was wondering about this. First ballot Hall of Famer. Would you be in favor of a different jacket color, any kind of designation that says you're a first team or first ballot Hall of Famer?
I'm not personally, because I feel like the Hall of Fame team and the community is all one. It doesn't matter if you get in on the first ballot or the 20th ballot. Like, I don't like differentiating between the groups. To me, I know there's been a lot of conversation about, hey, there should be a special wing for guys that are first ballot and make them feel extra special. But just being a Hall of Famer for me is what is special. And I don't think anything gets better than that. Great. There's an asterisk. Hey, he made it on his first ballot. That's cool. Trust me. I'm very proud of that. But at the same time, I don't feel like I should be an elitist with a different color jacket amongst the greats in the game.
Also, you went to 10 Pro Bowls. Now, that meant something. It doesn't mean that now when you go to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is there a way to salvage being named to the Pro Bowl where just the first team, the guys who were initially announced as that Pro Bowl team, that's it, goes on your resume. Everybody else is sort of like, you know, you're a contributor to the Pro Bowl weekend or like the slam dunk contest or three-point shooting contest. They're not all-stars, but they're there for the weekend. Because I don't want the designation to go away because it does help guys' resumes.
Yeah, I would think that that should be an easy change, right? The last thing you want to do is just allow somebody who was maybe the eighth person voted to the Pro Bowl to be considered, hey, I made six Pro Bowls. Well, actually, you weren't elected to any Pro Bowls, but because of people backing
Tyler
out and
Huntley,
things like that.
Tyler Huntley threw two more touchdowns than I did.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think to be a Pro Bowler, you should be elected to the Pro Bowl. And then maybe you played in the Pro Bowl, but otherwise you're just watering down what it means to be a Pro Bowler if, you know, you're the seventh or eighth person that actually gets elected on the first ballot.
We all done questioning Jalen Hurts?
I hope so. I've been a fan of him for a long time, and I think his game is what the NFL game is going to, where you have a quarterback who's a great passer, but also can hurt you with their legs and can stretch the field sideline to sideline. It just puts defense in conflict constantly. And I think the only downside of those type of quarterbacks is you do see them get injured more because they take a lot more hits.
But also, you don't have to hold your block as long with someone like Jalen Hurts, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But also the other thing that's really important is those defenders, they freeze for about a half a second or a second on almost every play because they don't know if it's a run or a pass, because a lot of those RPO things, they're trying to figure out, hey, who's the person that they're putting in conflict? Who's the person that they're reading? And so it really slows the defensive and all their reads down.
Explain to me Lane Johnson. How is that not movement?
He's a magician. I used to do that type of stuff in my game. You're going to try to take care or take every advantage you possibly can to get ahead of the snap count, to do what you can to gain an edge, because those dudes across from you are a lot faster than you are.
Yeah, but it felt like he was getting away. Was he getting away with something? Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to actually go back and watch the coach's tape to be able to watch right down the line of scrimmage and to slow it down when that ball starts to move. Because you can see, like, hey, he's moving first. But as long as that ball just starts to move when he moves, he's fine.
I'm watching it right here. Kelsey's not even snapping it yet. Just a split second. And Lane Johnson starts to go back to pass protect.
That's perfect. That's what I call perfection. Especially with no flag.
Do you have pants on today? Just want to make sure.
I can't show you that. Okay. I can't reveal that information.
It's congratulations. And I don't know if you say to your wife to refer to you as Hall of Famer. Like, how does HOF, the Hoff?
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring that up on Valentine's Day. Hey, by the way, honey, from now on, you need to refer to me as Mr. Hall of Famer. and I forgot your Valentine's present.
Congrats,
it's in the mail.
Joe. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
My pleasure.
That's Joe Thomas, Hall of Famer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that taste like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Dan. I'm a huge Joe Thomas fan. I've been a Browns fan for 25 years, so I'm geeking out. If I could ask him a question, I would say, wait, look, you know, Joe Thomas, like, Hall of Fame. Schoolyard.
Oh, is he doing his Marvin? Oh, he's doing his Marvin impersonation.
That's a good one.
Wow. That one hurt. Like a little callback from Ryan. Okay, what do you have for me? You got Valentine's Day names?
Right. You got it. I got a dozen just for you, Dan.
Okay.
NFL linebacker Bill Romantikski. Okay. A couple of NBA ones here. Lewis Altinder.
Altinder.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
How about DeMar Dozen Roses?
All right, DeMar DeRozan.
Soccer legend, Zinedine Zidane date. How about Hall of Famer, Ken Gifty Jr.?
Gifty, instead of Griffey. Okay.
Couple more. Let's go with backroom guy, Tyler, the online dater.
Oh.
He wishes.
Yeah, I don't even think he is. But okay.
Then we got New York Knicks coach, Tom Cupido. Speaking of Cupid, you need your Tim Tebow and arrow.
All right.
Are you
Aloha.
Done? All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Aloha.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
He did well.
Going through a divorce, he's got a lot of time on his hands there. Coming up with some names. Somebody wasn't appreciating the names there in the back row.
No, there's a few good ones in there.
You didn't acknowledge anything.
I smirked.
Mm. I like Todd. Like he sort of like rolls his eyes while begrudgingly being like, okay, yeah, that's. I guess there's some hint of something clever there.
Yeah. You act like you were doing something. You were working on something.
I was too busy to follow along with the names.
No. More phone calls coming up.
Not a lot of laughs out of Marvin there either. So.
Yeah.
I liked it when he wasn't on the show for 6 months.
Oh. Maybe his wife took the comedic ability in the divorce.
Whoa.
Oh, too soon.
Wow. That is too soon. Wow.
Marvin.
Way too soon.
Why would you say that, guys?
Yeah.
That's Marvin.
If that would be the case, then Fritzy would be divorced as well. Oh, by the way, I'm seeing Darius Rucker on Friday, Fritzy.
You are.
And I'm going to bring up again that I think when he goes to Fenway this summer, that would be a great time for you to go up and sing your two songs prior to his concert.
That would be insane.
Okay, but I'll bring it up to him. All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
He's Nick Wright, the popular co-host on Fox Sports 1, First Things First, and had a great Sunday there with the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you, Dan, but this does put a lot of pressure on me now into 2023, I got to tell you.
How come?
Well, as I'm sure you know, I was, you know, recently named the most accurate sports pundit of 2022. And now when 2023 starts off with, you know, me nailing the entirety of the playoffs, it's just, you know, you try to keep this run going. You know, I know many people in the industry fell in love with the Buffalo Bills. They had a brief flirtation with the Miami Dolphins. The Eagles were the better team. The Bengals were the better team. And little old Nick Wright said, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the team that has clearly the best quarterback we've ever seen and the best coach currently coaching, that team shouldn't be an underdog in back-to-back playoff games, one at home and one on a neutral site. And because of that, you know, and the fact that it's my hometown team as well, and, you know, I'm going to be in the parade tomorrow. It's just a lot going on here, Dan, but I made time for you, my friend.
Are you going to be in the parade?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Why would I not be? Don't be sur- – I mean, me and Paul Rudd, I would assume, are the two most famous Kansas Citians now that Harry Truman's no longer with us. I'm not sure who else is in the discussion.
Eric Stone Street.
Well, of course. Well, Eric, I thought, you know, I should have mentioned that because Eric Stone Street's a friend. He is also in the parade, or at least involved in the festivities. I did not mean to not mention Eric. I was just talking to Eric the other day. We're in a Kansas City, you know, the Kansas City elite group chat. Is what we're in. Yeah.
So not a lot of
Brett Veach is there.
Not a lot of people. Yeah. Not a lot of people on that call, but that's okay.
That's all we need. What more do we need?
Yeah.
I don't even. What's your hometown, Dan?
Well, I'm from Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh, most famous Cincinnatians. Jerry Springer's got you. Sorry.
Yeah. I pay cash, not check. By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Do you as well? We can talk about whatever you want, but just make sure we have 2 minutes at some point in this for me to tell you a great story about your long-lost great producer, McLovin. Okay?
Well, we can do it now.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do it now.
Okay.
So Friday night at the Super Bowl, I'm at the casino, as I'm often there, with my wife, who you know. her best friend in the world, Nicole, and the guy who produces my radio show, my TV show, Hubbard. And there's a big party going on, Shaq's Funhouse. And we were already planning to go to the Drake's party later in the evening, but it was early. And I was like, why don't we stop by Shaq's thing? And they're like, we don't have tickets. I'm like, let's just see. Let's figure out, see what's what. And as I'm walking up, I see McLovin. And he says, hi. And I'm like, hey, do you need tickets to this thing? He's like, yeah, I think you do. But I have red carpet entry. And I didn't say this out loud, but I'm like, you have red carpet entry? Then I think I'm going to be okay. And so I'm like, where is it? And he's like, it's around back here. He's like, you want to just follow me? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to follow you, buddy. And he walks over. He's with somebody. He's like, can I? Yeah, everybody knows his real name. He's like, Perloff, too. They're like, okay, they give him wristbands. And I just walk up right after. And I'm like, Nick Wright, 4. And they're like, you're not on the list. And I'm like, and I just kind of gestured. I'm like, yeah, but I aren't I? And they were like, and somebody was like, okay, go ahead. And so I'm waiting then to walk the red carpet. And Perloff was wearing like a jacket. And when I saw him, but he has now taken the jacket off and is doing like bodybuilder poses on the red carpet. And I'm like, this is a hell of an act I've got to follow. And then, yeah, we're on there. Yeah, it's a true story.
You needed McLovin to get you into Shaq's party?
Well, I needed, once I heard McLovin had red carpet entry, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to be able to swing this one. I think I'm going to show up and it's going to be okay. And so, yeah, I did that. That's a true story.
Did you go to the game?
No, I did not. I can't watch that football game around Eagles fans. Are you kidding me? I watched that in my house, chain smoking cigarettes by myself. Nervous wreck. And then when the game's over, I say there was never a doubt. But I was scared, man.
Well,
it would have been terrible being around Eagles.
I think you did say that they're going to blow them out. Didn't you? Aren't you quoted saying
I predicted 34-20, Dan. And you know what? Even the most accurate sports pundit of 2022, according to Reuters, you know, has some misses. And I did not think Jalen Hurts had that game in him.
Yeah.
He comes out of that game looking as good as any Super Bowl losing quarterback I can remember. The fact that he had an unforced error that directly led to 7 points, and nobody is like using that against him. Everyone's like, nope, he was awesome. Shows you how great he was. But where I was correct in my analysis was that this Eagles defense was not an all-time great defense. It was not I don't care what the sack numbers were, it was not the 85 Bears. They played in the regular season 4 quality starting quarterbacks. 3 of those 4 scored 33 plus on them. And I just knew the analogy I used, and I don't know if you ever did this when, you know, you've lived in the Northeast for a while. When it like turns to winter, I wait as long as I possibly can before I wear a heavy coat. That way, when it gets really cold, I've kind of built up some tolerance. It's like, oh, okay, now the coat will make me feel good. I don't feel like the Eagles had built up any tolerance to good quarterbacking. They just played Daniel Jones and Davis Webb and Brock Purdy with one arm. And so when Patrick Mahomes comes out there, they have no answers to that test. And so I thought the Chiefs would be able to score. I wasn't. And the one other thing I'll say about the game is because the Chiefs lost a Super Bowl because they couldn't block the other team's front, I thought it was very unlikely that with 2 years to prepare, if that were to happen again, that Mahomes, Bieniemy, and Reed would lose another Super Bowl for the same reason. Now, they almost lost the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts was just awesome. I mean, he was just awesome, and I give him a ton of credit. But, yeah, so the Eagles' offense did better than I thought they would.
Yeah, the defense was terrible with the Eagles and got confused on, you know, 2 easy touchdown passes with Mahomes, which – to me, was mind-baffling. You know, it was like mind-boggling that Slay got lost there, and all of a sudden these guys are wide open. And it's not Kelsey who's wide open. So that to me was kind of alarming there. They don't get to Mahomes at all. And I go back to the play with Hurts. It should have been 27-7 at halftime. It felt like the Eagles had dominated that much. And the fact that they went into halftime only up 10, and I say only up 10 because that's nothing for Mahomes, that's where I thought, you know what? Chiefs can win this one.
So the Chiefs were plus 410 on the live line at halftime. And That to me was insanity, especially because they were getting the ball to start the second half. Now, maybe part of that was people thought Mahomes was really injured and like Mahomes doesn't come back out. But the Mahomes double-digit comebacks now, Dan, the numbers here are jarring. So Mahomes in his career, regular season and postseason, in games when he's down 10 or more at some point, wins 58% of the time.
Yeah.
No, Tom Brady's second best at 39%. Mahomes' career playoff double-digit comebacks. He now has 4. The only person who has more is Brady with 6. Mahomes has played in 14 playoff games, Brady 48. And then lastly, in all of NFL history, there have been 4 double-digit second-half Super Bowl comebacks. 2 by Brady, 2 by Mahomes. That's the list. So I actually think he gets more dangerous when he's trailing. I thought Sirianni coached a hell of a game, and I thought he was smart that he stayed true to himself on the fourth down stuff. But there are 2 nits that I would pick if I were an Eagles fan. One is the end of the first half, when they did get the ball back up 7, they seemed to kind of slow roll that whole drive, just happy to get a field goal as opposed to try to go for a touchdown. And then in the fourth quarter, when they were down 1, they had a 4th and 2. Now, it was on their own 33-yard line. I get that that's scary, but the Chiefs had such success on that defense. I feel like the mindset there has to be field position does not matter. Keeping the ball is what matters. They punted on that 4th and 2, and that's when Tony hit the big punt return, and they got it.
He's Nick Wright, First Things First co-host. You can see him every afternoon on Fox Sports 1. If you're the Eagles, do you sign up Hurts?
Yeah, to me, that game right there, I had major questions. I no longer do. I thought the people, my co-hosts on the show mocked me because a lot of my analysis of young quarterbacks is I go to what they did before they got to the NFL. What was their recruiting profile out of high school? What did they do in college? And one of my questions for Hurts was, if he faces adversity in the Super Bowl, do the ghosts of collegiate playoff benchings past come back and haunt him? And the fact that he did have that fumble 6 and then responded with his arm and his legs, he's the best quote in the league. He's like, and that actually matters in this regard. Like, he seems truly leadership, motivational, inspirational, A+. He is incredibly tough, and he is, to me, shown more growth as a passer in the last year than, and I'm not trying to just compare black quarterback to black quarterback, but Lamar, who is a dynamic runner immediately, to me, Jalen has grown more as a passer in 1 year than I've seen from Lamar in 5. And so, yeah, I'd sign him up. I'd absolutely sign him up, particularly in that conference where the other best quarterbacks in football, all of them are in the other conference.
Yeah, and that's why you look at the NFC, and it sounds strange to say it, the Eagles might have a better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl because they don't have to worry about anybody in the NFC other than San Francisco, whereas the Chiefs in the AFC, I mean,
have to worry about no one. Stop it. See, you're going to get more bulletin board material, Dan. They're going to yell at you at the parade. More people that doubted them. They got to worry about nobody. They won 75 games in 5 years. They host the AFC Championship game is officially being renamed the Arrowhead Invitational. They've never lost in the AFC playoffs in regulation. Their worst season since Mahomes has taken over is 12 wins, a Pro Bowl, and an overtime AFC Championship game loss. They have
could
no competition.
They easily be 0-3 in the Super Bowl. They could easily be 0-3 in the Super Bowl.
Stop that. Because the guy that Mahomes is chasing could easily have 3 Super Bowl wins and could easily have 10.
Or 9 or 10. Yes, I'll make that. That's a discussion. It's not a counterpoint. Sure. Mahomes could be 0-3, and Brady could have lost 3 of those Super Bowls that he won. Or he Mahomes could have won also, two more or 3.
And Mahomes also could be 5 years in having gone to 5 Super Bowls. His first year, He lost in overtime when they didn't get the ball. And unlike those crybabies in Buffalo,
and D Ford
they
offside.
That happens.
I know.
Give me a break.
We're just discussing. Who's more annoying, you or Jackson Mahomes?
Okay. Well, first of all, please don't talk about, you know, royalty's brother like that. I don't think that's fair. He's a civilian. It's just because he has a bigger TikTok following than you. I hint a little jealousy.
I'm going to start dancing.
Okay. Well, I'd love to see that. You and McLovin at Shaq's party next year. A little dance off. I'm not annoying. I'm just always correct on this.
Wait, what, Seton?
Well, I've just noticed this like trend happening with Chiefs fans the last 48 hours or something, that they're all very angry and very defensive after winning the Super Bowl, where it's like, dog, but can't you guys, what about something nice for us? Why is it only about the officiating? Why is that the topic today? Why can't you say good things about us? It's like, just won. Chill out.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the officiating for a moment, because I do think, you know, as much as this pains me to say, that the officiating will loom large over this game, because you saw a clear catch, fumble, touchdown taken off the board for the Chiefs. Oh, nobody's talking about that. Oh, it's all rigged for the Chiefs, except for, you know, the touchdown. They called a touchdown and then took away. Oh, what's the call everyone's complaining about? Let me check my notes here. Oh, the one that in real time, the referee and the quarterback saw, and post game, the dude who had the flag thrown on him, what did he say? He was like, yes, I absolutely
Why
did
are
it.
You so yes. angry?
Well, I, you know,
celebrate.
I'm not angry.
Celebrate.
I'm celebrating.
You know what?
I'm
they happy. Didn't. They overturned the Devontae Smith catch, which was wrong. There was a helmet to helmet against Devontae Smith in the first quarter. Nobody called that. Like, if you want to get, you know, into the minutiae here, and yes, they could have easily given the Chiefs a touchdown on that return. Absolutely.
Well, they did. And then they took it away.
Yeah, but
and no one's complaining.
I have no problem with that. You're sounding like you're an Eagles fan here.
No, I'm not an Eagles
Just
fan.
Just celebrate.
You get me a little riled up. You didn't bring me on here to celebrate. You want me to waste some pom-poms?
I did. I was letting you take a victory lap. You don't sound like you can make it all the way around the track. Like you're yelling at everybody in the stands.
Smoked a lot of cigarettes this weekend, so I don't know if I can. But
congratulations.
Well, thank you,
Dan. You won. I mean, Nate Burleson actually said the exact score. I know you're the most accurate pundit. Nate Burleson said Chiefs 38-35, but you want to take a victory lap? Go ahead. You're wrong with that. Okay. Just letting you know.
What did Hoda Kotb say the score was?
She had
We're
it
bringing in television news people now.
I'm sorry. Did Nate Burleson? How many games have you played in the NFL?
Oh, you're playing that card.
Nate Burleson, on behalf of Nate Burleson.
Okay.
Listen, he made the call. You're questioning his integrity because he works in news?
I'm not questioning anyone's
integrity. You just
integrity.
Did. And you questioned Hoda. How dare you question? Not on my watch.
I asked you, you know.
Don't do Savannah Guthrie because then it's go time.
Okay, I was gonna ask you who Gail King had in the game. I'm not certain. I just don't know what we're doing here. Nate, that was a great job by Nate. 38-35, that's a great job by Nate.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if Nate's a gambler, but I looked. He could have gotten 260-1 on that exact score prediction. I hope he put a few shekels on it. It's a great job by Nate. I like him. One of the best-looking people in sports television.
Yes, he is.
True story.
Yes, he is. That's it. That's all I got.
We're done?
I wanted you to just take a victory lap, and then you got defensive, and then,
Well, I just, you know.
You know what? When you're great, you don't have to get defensive.
See?
You don't.
It's all this little
You don't have to get tweaking. Defensive. Just ask
it's
me.
Not
when you're great,
defensive.
You don't have to get defensive.
I'm not defensive, Dan.
How's your wife? Is it a good day today, Valentine's Day?
You know, she is still in Phoenix.
Ooh.
And she is now en route to Kansas City to meet me for the parade.
Awesome.
Where I'm going. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll send her your regards.
Yes. Yes.
It is odd. Now that you say this, you know, maybe, and I hate to do this, but maybe I do need to do some introspection, because I do get a lot angrier when you question the greatness of the Chiefs than when you openly hit on my wife for the sixth straight show. Maybe I do have some unresolved issues there. Maybe it's the ghosts of Lynn Elliott and the no punt game and blowing a 28-point lead to Andrew Luck and having Marcus Mariota throw a touchdown pass to himself to beat us in the playoffs. That has made me, you know, very defensive of this dynastic run we now have in
Kansas. Who do you love more, Mahomes or your wife?
Okay, that's unfair.
You didn't answer.
They're different types of love.
Okay. You still didn't answer, but that's, I get it.
It's different types of love.
Okay. Well, safe travels to Kansas City.
I will. Thank you.
And
I
once again, congratulations. And I look forward to having dinner with you again.
Okay. Absolutely. Soon. Schedule now free. Okay. So you and I
would love to.
Soon.
I would love to. All right. You and me?
Just us.
Okay.
Just us, pal.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Nick.
Goodbye, Dan.
That's Nick Wright.
We're so good at ruining his day.
That's Nick Wright.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.